Oasis Audio presents Sophie by Emma Pierce, read for you by Annalisa Horton. Introduction. Lone Dog in the Wild. It was a warm Sunday evening at the end of March 2009, and the sun was setting over the coral reefs and hundreds of tropical islands dotting Australia's North Queensland coast. On the small island of St. Bees, 30-odd kilometres offshore of Mackay, a small crew of national park rangers and research scientists looked out across the beachfront and saw a dog. Or rather, the silhouette of a dog, a mid-sized wolfish one, trotting along the shoreline. The dog was outlined against the giant orange sun and the darkening ocean, its head hung down and forward, its tail straight out behind. "There it is," Ranger Steve Burke said to scientist Bill Ellis. "Lone dog in the wild," Bill replied. Bill couldn't help but marvel at the sight. It was like a scene from The Call of the Wild out there, the dog gliding through the landscape, seemingly oblivious to the men. It appeared to be determined to keep its distance and follow its solitary path. Bill, who had been studying the island's koala population since 1998, had just spent the day coaxing koalas out of trees in the island's densely bushy hills. Seeing the running dog on St. Bees, though, was an unwelcome novelty. There were wallabies all over the island, and there were still plenty of goats, descendants of the animals that were introduced more than 100 years ago. But by 2009, the approximately 3-square-mile island was almost all national park and protected from both human development and non-native animal species on account of its abundant bird life, from sacred kingfishers to sea eagles and kites, as well as its occasional snake, and lots of... most.